dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah, that's right. It's time once again for You Big Dummy. This is when we take real news stories about real dummies doing real dummy stuff, and then we read them and we vote on them and crown the dummy of the week. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A woman has been arrested after shoplifting while wearing a turkey costume. Irene Leonhard, 67, entered a Belk department store shortly after noon on Friday, November 10th, according to an arrest report. She was carrying a blue mesh bag and a small brown purse while also donning a chicken or turkey costume. She took a Michael Kors purse, removed the paper from inside, and put it into her bag. She then selected several other items and left the store. Leonhard had taken a total of 11 items worth over $1,000, the report indicated. She was arrested on a charge of grand theft and booked at the Lake County Jail on a $5,000 bond. No explanation was given as to why she was wearing a turkey costume.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A bank robbery suspect is in police custody after authorities said he tried to hide in a porta potty. Police say 41-year-old Stephen Spalladoro of Woburn walked into a Revere bank around 1 p.m. on Wednesday, demanded money, and fled with about $1,000 cash. An off-duty officer in the area provided authorities with a description of Spalladoro's vehicle. It was spotted in Boston. Police say Spalladoro abandoned his vehicle and then ran on foot. Authorities eventually located Spalladoro, hiding in a porta potty near the TD Garden Arena. His arraignment is scheduled for Thursday. It's unclear whether he has a lawyer. It must have been a pleasant experience to be hiding in a porta potty.
La dee dee, hey la dee dum, is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Despite having just robbed a clothing store, two women were found by police wearing only their underwear. The two women were entering a Tommy Hilfiger store and selecting multiple items before leaving without paying for the merchandise. The total value of the stolen items were $876.83. Deputies searched for the suspects around the outlet mall and found them wearing only their bras and panties outside of a nearby hotel. Wait a minute, there's a Tommy Hilfiger in an outlet mall? Isn't a Tommy Hilfiger like fancy schmancy dude?
Yeah, but I mean, maybe, yeah, there's a lot of fancy stores with outlet malls.
Okay, I don't know. I always, you know. Well, they were found in their outlet mall. They found them in their bras and panties outside of a nearby hotel. Deputy said the suspects were trying to change their clothes in an attempt to hide from law enforcement. The two were arrested and transported to the Indian River County Jail, and they were both charged on felony grand theft.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Southern California man suspected of stealing $300,000 Ferrari was arrested and asked after asking for gas money, authorities said. Santa Ana police arrested the man on November 1st. He pled not guilty to car theft. Authorities say the vehicle was brought into a Costa Mesa service center and was stolen in October after a worker left the key on the passenger seat. Security video showed a man in a Ferrari jacket walking onto the lot and taking it. Officers subsequently responded to a report of a Ferrari driving erratically and stopped at an intersection and another call that said the driver was asking for gas money. The exotic car was spotted at a gas station where the driver ran off and was found arrested behind bushes near a Holiday Inn. The Los Angeles Times says the car was trashed with emblems torn from the body, cracked fins, and a destroyed gearbox. The Times said insurers paid the owner, who used the money to buy a 2018 Lamborghini.
My only child is a dummy.
We were talking about brand loyalty. There you go.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. By the way, if you want to see a picture of dummy number five, it's up on our Facebook page. You got to see this picture. Go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us now, Facebook.com/Nick D Show, and you can see a picture of dummy number five. Police in Massachusetts are asking drivers to transport their Christmas trees responsibly, quote unquote, after pulling over a driver whose vehicle had nearly disappeared into a tree. The Sudbury Police Department posted a photo on Facebook showing a massive Christmas tree being transported by a blue vehicle that is barely visible from within the conifers of the branches. A Sudbury police officer stopped the vehicle on November 24th and issued a warning to the driver, who was with his family, the police department said. The officer also helped to better secure the tree, which presumably was headed home to some very high ceilings. We're going to give you a warning in light of the holiday spirit, Sudbury Police Chief Scott Nix said. Our intent is ensuring the safety of that vehicle and other motorists without squashing Christmas for the kids and family. It was unclear where the family got that enormous tree.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Kenya, you're a big dummy.
That's funny. By the way, do you know that that's kind of how Christmas Vacation begins, which I'll be showing Tuesday night at the AMC Rosemont 18. They go out to the forest to cut down a tree, and he cuts down like they get the biggest tree you can possibly have, and then they cut to the outside and you can't see the car. And that's it. It looks exactly like the picture. It really does look exactly like the picture from Dummy Number Five on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. There's a big image, gigantic tree covering almost the entire car. So, all right, we've got a vote. So let's do a little recap here and we shall vote. Dummy number one, the dummy who shoplifted in a turkey costume. Then we have the dummy who tried to hide in a lovely porta potty. The dummies caught just in their bra and underwear, even though they stole from a clothing store. We got the dummy who stole a Ferrari but didn't have gas money. And he had a Ferrari jacket on. And the dummy who put his massive Christmas tree on his tiny car. All right, Dan, let's start with you.
All day I've been leaning towards Turkey Lady, but the fact that dude had a Ferrari jacket to steal it means he was planning, but you don't bring gas money? That's just dumb.
Esmeralda?
I wonder if it was silk.
The Ferrari jacket?
Yes.
Oh, it's got to be.
Right?
It's got to be shiny.
But yeah, he is a dummy for not bringing gas money. I guess it had no pockets.
Yeah, I guess so. And then he wrecked the car too. It's unanimous. It's Ferrari dummy. All right, Ferrari dummy is your dummy of the week. Okay, we got a break here. We got the news coming up next, and then straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, Fly Jams Friday, all the regular features coming up right after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh, as I leave, believe I'm stomping.
context, context, context. Context, context.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. It's Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. And, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran at 6, live in LaGrange for the Hometown Voices, sponsored by Allstate. So there you go. That's what's coming up right there. All right. Now, we've been gone for I've been gone for like a couple of weeks. Dan, you were gone for a week. So I don't think that we will be dominating. I'm assuming that I will not be mentioned very. But I've been gone for a long time.
You made good use of the time you were here, I guess.
All right, let's begin.
Let's begin. And as always, whenever we have a couple weeks off, we thank everybody for submitting. We're not able to use all 90 submissions this time around.
90?
90.
Thank you, everybody.
So thank you for taking the time.
Yes,
absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. So let's kick it off here. Tim and Tanker Bob heard this one of Dean Richards.
I think this is a case where I would have liked a little more length.
Oh, was he talking about a movie?
Yeah.
I wonder which one.
Murder in the Orient Express.
Oh, okay.
He would have liked the climax to go on a little bit longer.
Oh, there you go. Welcome. Welcome to next week.
408.
Yeah. All right.
Diane of Naperville, Mark D., and Laura from Wheaton submitted this one of John Williams.
Today's a good day to drain your hose.
Oh, that's good, man. That's a good one. All right.
Chris from Midway brings us this one of Patty Vasquez.
How do you keep it going all night long?
Wow. Okay.
Peter Decatur and Dan emailed this one of you.
What happened? Did you just get filthy during your vacation and just came back and just let it spew all over the place? Okay.
Tim and Paul sent in this one of Esmeralda.
I drilled one all the way to Ireland last time.
What? Okay. Okay, all right.
Brian heard this one of Amy Guth.
We could do it twice a day.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Brian also submitted this one of Rick Pearson.
Bob, the engineer's got the thing all oiled up.
I know, Bob. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That doesn't surprise me.
All right. Tim, Margaret in Carbondale, Brian, Rick, Kathy in Antioch submitted this one of Dean Richards, Jim Toronto, and Dave Schwann.
There's a lovely array of nuts on the table.
Your nuts are spread out very beautifully. Oh,
this was for the feature that I promised that we were going to do, Know Your Nuts. So we have a variety of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different kinds of nuts.
And there's 4 up here, too.
This is really more something we should do on television. Because
no.
When I was arranging these, and I might say beautifully, by the way, beautifully presented.
Well, you were very meticulous with your nuts.
Thank you.
Very meticulous.
That's one of the things I take a lot of pride in.
Right.
Now, some of you have already asked, what happened to the feature that we've been talking about for the last few weeks, Know Your Melons? Schwani, I know you were especially
looking forward to. I thought of you in the store the other day, by the way, when I was looking at the melons.
Yeah. I was going to get a whole variety of different melons to attractively arrange
right
them.
Next to your nuts?
I couldn't find any melons.
What the hell? Now, the last time, they did melons, right? We had a whole segment that was dedicated to them talking about melons.
Right, right.
And they've added nuts to the mix.
Because Dean couldn't find melons.
He couldn't find melons.
Liked, he went nuts.
What is the, I mean, was the idea, was they're going to
They literally just had 10 of them out there at tree time, and people walked up and said, all right, that's a walnut, that's a macadamia, that's a.
Oh, so they were naming their nuts. That was at tree time. He did that at a remote. He did the nut thing at a remote.
Station sponsored.
Station sponsored. Okay. All right, let's do we have more?
Debbie emailed this one of Carl Amari.
Oh boy. That's definitely an organ, Lisa.
Oh my God. Did that sound creepy? How creepy did that sound?
Ugh. Brian sent in this one of Kim Gordon.
It was really wet, but we had fun.
Oh my God.
Wild Bill heard this one of Wendy Snyder.
Well, wow, we're that's nice of you to share your meat.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
Another one of Wendy from Deanna.
And what about a side breast?
What about a side breast?
Tom's bit of this one of Tom Skilling.
There's a real knack to keeping the meat moist.
What is he talking about? Isn't he supposed to be doing weather?
He's also a turkey connoisseur.
He's a turkey connoisseur. Okay.
Brian emailed this one of John Williams.
Let's do somebody in the audience.
Okay. Nice. He did that at a remote, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Wild Bill sent in this one of Lou Manfredini.
With a vibrant, plush mouth feel.
Very.
What? All right, Lou. That's the first Lou in a while.
Yep. Our Sam Paniatovich heard these two of Lou.
Give it a little shake. You know, it should feel pretty solid.
All right.
The Hawk of May and Brian submitted this one of Dean.
Although I do like the idea of a 3-foot sausage.
What's happening on Dean's show? Has he lost his mind? I mean, my God. All right.
Buck and Wild Bill sent in this one of Rokan.
I don't know what to do with the balls right now.
Oh, my God.
Chris from Midway and the Hawk of May heard this one of Jim Toronto.
I like a nice, taut, turgid pickle.
What? Did he say that while he was filling in for me?
Yes, you missed National Pickle Day.
Oh, I missed National Pickle Day. All right.
Our own Mike Jacobson submitted this one of Coach Q.
Touching wood here.
Sorry. Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
The Hawk of May emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
Well, I gave him a little something. And...
Yeah. Oh, okay. Creepy Steve.
Derek the driver, the truck driver. And
Derek the driver.
Derek the driver, who drives a truck. And Bill sent in this one of Mark Carmen.
I'm doing me right now.
Okay.
We've got a few more. We'll break after this one.
Okay.
Brian heard this one of Dean Richards.
And I rarely get myself into a hole this early.
I don't know what's happening on Sunday mornings. I really don't. I think we need a chaperone for Dean, quite frankly. All right, we got a break. We got weather and traffic, and then we got more straight out of context to the Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday will commence. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
Context. Context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context. 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 Context.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. Nick D Show Spies coming up as well. But right now we're in the middle of a heavy, heavy load of straight out of context. Well, we've been gone a couple of weeks. So lots of them this morning. Shall we continue, Dan?
We resume with Margaret from the north side. She submitted this one of Wendy.
Do you have to get it off?
All right.
Next up, Wild Bill, Peter Indicator, Tim and Green Bay, Kathy and Antioch, and Vic Vaughn submitted these of you.
You're getting your dicks mixed up.
Which one was the bigger one?
Thank you, Vic. I appreciate it. We were talking about Bewitched. Bewitched. All right.
Doug emailed this one of Coach Q.
We got a little sloppy there.
All right.
Johnsburg AJ sent in these of Mary Vandeveld.
I'm eating my banana. Man, you always catch me when I'm eating my banana.
Okay.
Bill heard this one of Esmeralda.
He's got to shake it.
Wow. What were we talking about?
That was when we were off.
Oh, okay.
Mark Harmon apparently got his car stolen, right, Esmeralda, or something crazy like that?
Yeah, he got his car stolen, but I don't remember what I was talking about.
Yeah, and then he's like, I should have just driven off, even though I didn't have gas. And he's like, there's always a little bit left in the gas tank, except apparently when you're driving a Ferrari. And you said, oh, yeah, you just got to check the gas tank.
Oh, right.
Oh.
Like a toner.
Okay. Like a toner. All right. Like it's a printer.
Brian submitted this one of Wendy.
Here's the bill package. I'm on the bill package
there it is.
Right now.
There it is.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And finally.
Yeah.
You submitted this one of Esmeralda.
I know what the people want.
There you go. She does. Esmeralda, you know what the people want.
Of course.
All right. Well, we're happy to be back, and that was fun, so let's move on to this.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Spies.
Spies. Like us.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Nick D. Show Spies. That's when you listen to this radio station 24-7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
Five clips this week. Our spies were Carol, Peter in Decatur, Wild Bill, Derek the truck driver, Andy in Oak Park, and JD in South Bend. Lisa Wolf and Carl Mari were talking about the movie La La Land, which you loved, but Carla refuses to see.
You are in the minority,
Mister. Like, Nick DiGilio loved it.
I know.
Remember,
he
and I had that whole verbal sparring that time about La La Land.
Although you didn't see it, right?
No, I didn't.
But it's just the concept.
Nor would I ever.
It's just not for you, right. Which is, you know, that's the way it is.
That's right.
Yeah, he doesn't like. I remember him asking me, you know, I don't like musicals. Should I see La La Land? I said, Carl, that might be the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life. La La Land is a musical. No, you shouldn't see it. All right.
Speaking of movies, Patty mentioned a few of your favorites, but in a genre she's not a fan of.
I'm not a dystopian fan. Like, I'm not, like, any, I, you know, I've not been, and I know Nick D loves Mad Max, but it freaks me out. Like, the idea of being, you know, whether it was Waterworld or The Postman, which are, and I apologize to Nick to even putting those in the same category as Mad Max, but it's a fight for resources and what we sort of devolved to or evolved to. But I just, like, dystopian books just and stories freak me out. I don't do well with them. I'll figure out a way.
It was okay to mention Waterworld. It was totally fine. Cost me a marriage. Postman sucks. I'll give you that, but it was fine to mention Waterworld, although it's not as good as Mad Max. All right.
One of the 27 contacts we had from Dean Richards earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Feature. He was talking about him enjoying
nuts and melons.
No, this one was the sausage.
And, oh, the sausage.
This was the sausage
all right,
one.
Okay. And, all right.
Not surprised you didn't remember because there were so many.
Yeah.
And Sam Panionovich knew what was going on, and so does Dean.
Yeah, you go over to like Palina Market or someplace where they make their own sausage. You could probably get a 12-foot sausage if you want.
You get a 20-foot sausage.
I'm going to try to find a 12-foot sausage and bring it in next week.
DiGilio is just chomping at the bit, sis.
We have given him so much material over the last several weeks for his out-of-context feature.
I don't even
We should be getting royalty checks for that.
Well, if we got paid for it, we would. Okay, well, thank you. Everybody knows what's going on. All right.
Someone who did a Matthew McConaughey impression on Patty's show led her to mention your mutual love.
I do love Matthew McConaughey quite a bit. I think that this is something that Nick D and I agree on.
No. Okay. Unless Matthew McConaughey was in a post-apocalyptic. Whoa, he was in Rain of Fire. So there you go. All right.
Finally,
John and Esmeralda were on Thanksgiving Day and asked people to tell them about who was cooking and what they were doing. One texter suggested that you get involved.
Oh, I like the 219. Mm-hmm. DiGilio is on a staycation, which he is. He should be cooking Thanksgiving dinner for you, Esmeralda. I don't know. Well, no, he is a good cook.
I'm sure.
I've heard things he said, and they sound like they're on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking-wise. So I think he would make an amazing meal.
Yeah, I bet. Let's call Nick right now and see what he's cooking.
I think he lets his mom do all the cooking for Thanksgiving.
He's probably going to the Gale Street Inn, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
His favorite place on earth.
That's true. Get the ribs.
Right.
Wow. Hey, thanks for the compliments, Esmeralda.
I've by word of that book, that cookbook.
Yo, right. Okay. That's right. No, I am on the up and up, man. I am. I love to cook. I don't cook nearly as much as I used to, but I did Thanksgiving with my wife about 9 years ago. We did Thanksgiving together. We had people over, family over, and stuff like that. And we put the whole deal together, and it actually turned out really well. So, by the way, my mom. If you guys would have called me, I would have been at my mom's, and she did not do turkey this year. She did a lovely pork roast with a bunch of really cool sides and stuff. So. Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for the contributions. We appreciate that.